Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is Phil Henry. And welcome to our pre-show here. I'm going to get the video cranking here in just a second. And for those of you that enjoy it, here's a little 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Did you like that? Good. Because you're going to get a whole lot of that, man. All right, let me get a background here, man. Let me get a background here, baby. There it is. There's our good old El Pacifico, man. Here we go, baby. Welcome, welcome. Oh, this goddamn shirt is unbuttoned. because I just washed this shirt. I'll have you know. Yes, I do my own laundry. And but I don't do any ironing. I don't iron any fucking shirts because I have no reason to iron any shirts, you know. I drip dry all my shirts and I just wear them whenever I feel like it because I don't have no office that I got to go into, you know. I just do what I do and I do the, you know, what I do. Okay, so welcome here to our, what's it called? Oh, yeah. Our encore show for Tuesday, the 19th. Motherfucker. Is today the 18th? How did today get to be the 18th? Because it just, that's the day that it became, the 18th. Wow. I made a car payment today, man. I'm 2 days late with that sumbitch. I'm usually right on the money. Oh, well. Gillette Stadium. Okay, so here's the thing with the COVID vaccine. I'm in like tier three here in California. There's healthcare workers, there's people 75 and older who are, you know, infirmed and this kind of thing. Then, actually, I think I'm tier four. Then there's 65 and older who are with pre-existing conditions, and then there's guys like me, 65 or older, and then there's people 50 to 65. So that's, and then it goes down from there. So my tier is like called tier 1C or some bullshit like that. And long story short, I'm not due to get the vaccine until early February. So, you know, I'll just kind of hang on, man. I'll just fucking hang on, man. Excuse me. I'll just hang on the best way I know how. I'm not scared. I mean, I'm not scared. I'm good. I'm healthy. I'm eating right. And I'm taking my vitamins. You know, I mean, and I'm taking my vitamins, so... Yeah, so it's a... It's whack, man. Retired New York City firefighter charged in connection... Jesus Christ. A retired New York City fire department is facing federal charges for allegedly participating in a deadly riot. Thomas Fee has been charged with knowingly entering remaining... What is wrong with people? What the fuck? The guy was for the department for 22 fucking years, and all of a sudden people are losing their motherfucking minds over a fucking lie, over a goddamn lie. Don't even fucking kid yourself, man. A fucking lie. And this is what these guys do. This is what a guy like Trump does. He just fucking lies. Why? Because Donald Trump needs to manipulate things. Why? Because he is empty inside otherwise. He's a psychopath. Do you understand? Most people don't. They can't. There's no way that I would be fooled by a psychopath. I voted for... No, you didn't. No, you fucking didn't. He is a fucking psycho. I'll give you a tip off. Remember and we've talked about this before. You remember when he said, here, take my autograph, sell it on eBay for $10,000. That's on tape. And he said this phrase before he gave his autograph to a guy. He said, here, I need some power. Take that, sell it on eBay for $10,000. I need some power. Have you ever heard any human being in your life say anything like that? The answer is no, unless you work for a fucking fascist dictator someplace or some crazy. I've never heard anybody say, I need some power, do this, I need some power. It's not a phrase that a normal human being uses. An abnormal human being would use a phrase like this. Why did he say that? Donald Trump, that's the phrase he I suspect he's used in his entire life. To say, I have to fill this hole inside of me. Psychopaths often talk about that. They talk about having this empty space. In Donald Trump's life, he calls that power. I need power. we might think of it as, I need power to lord over people. What he means is almost like you need power to power up a fucking vacuum cleaner or something, or to power up some kind of a unit. Trump talks that way because he's talked that way his whole life. Not because he's an asshole, but because he is simply, well, he may be an asshole, but he was born, almost born this way. If not born this way, he was created within 3-4 years of his birth, being abandoned by his mother, which he was, and of course the abuse that he took at the hands of his father. All ability to feel empathy was stripped away from Donald Trump at a very early age. No fucking empathy. And the only attention he ever got in his life was negative attention. Don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. Problems in the classroom, etc. Until we find him saying, I need some power. Sell this on eBay. Now, most of his fools that follow him don't get it. Donald Trump exists to manipulate people, to move people on a chessboard. That's his power. That's the way a psychopath operates. Does he give a fuck about the country? He doesn't think about the goddamn country. He's thinking about himself. What do I need to do today to get the spotlight on me? What do I need to do today to get some power here, to get some control, to be able to move these pieces on this chessboard? This is a pattern that has been repeated year after year after year, case after case after case, by thousands of other psychopaths that you care to talk about. So that's Trump. I know I'm pissing off a lot of Trump fans. I'm sorry, but I'm talking straight to you here, man. Don't be fooled by this motherfucker. 22 years this guy's with the fire department. What the fuck is wrong with people? They want to believe in this fantasy that somehow life is going to remain not only unchanged, but it's going to continue in the way it has in this country, where essentially everything is pretty much, you know, run by white people. And then, yeah, I know you don't like me to say this, but it's true. This is a racial thing. It's a racial thing. And more to the point, in the minds of people that support Donald Trump, they're not racist, but they just want things to stay status quo in America in terms of who has the power. And Trump lies. He says, it's not your fault. It's the fault of these motherfuckers. It's the fault of these fucking immigrants. It's the fault of these fucking leftist radical. Every dictator and psychopath, if you will, in history has talked that way. They build these enemies for people to hate. You know, we've been saying it for five fucking years. I've been talking about it. I don't know about anybody else. Tip of the spear. These people are fucking nuts. That's too bad, man. That guy was a firefighter. I don't think Trump's done. I don't think he's done. I think there's something between now and the time he leaves Washington, he's going to pull something. I really honestly believe that. We already know he's not going to the fucking inauguration. All right, man. Let's stop talking and let's start doing. And by that, I mean... Now, you know, I got to figure out what is the promo that we need to use. Let's go, man. Don't fuck with me. Come on. Oh, yeah. Come on. Let's go. Okay. All right. Let's see. Sammy, worry, man. Sammy.
Bob Pod with the biggest shooter in NBA history, Robert Horry.
To Horry for three. Oh, unbelievable. This guy is off the charts.
The Big Shot Bob Pod. Yeah, of course we're talking about hoops. Charles Oakley.
We played him in the finals. Oh, today is winning. The Rockets. Okay. And I dunked on Oak. And I kind of flexed on like, ah! And Oak didn't do anything. I went down the court like this. I just missed a punch to the jaw then, boy.
The Big Shot Bob Pod is coming your way soon on the Podcast One app, Spotify, Apple Podcast.
Ain't that groovy? All right, man. So now what we do, we'll get you over to our, we'll get you on over now to the, okay, so we'll leave that open, man. Let's leave the email open. Go to philhenryshow.com. Hockey's back. Oilers and Maple Leafs Wednesday night. You know, I don't know. I get my kicks watching hockey. I don't know. I like it. I like it without the crowd, too. Isn't that nuts of me? So Spotify is back as our player on the homepage. Why is that? Because the player that we built weren't no good, man.
My internet came with so many hidden monthly fees, I developed Aller fees. So now...
Interesting. That's very funny. Now... We're going to log into this bitch. Oh, what did I do that for? I didn't mean to do that. go, motherfucker. Let's go, motherfucker. Thank you. So let's take a look and see what we're going to do here. Here's our archives. And I figure we'll just go back to last year. I like going back 1 year previous. I don't know why that is. Just for me, it's laughs. So we're going to go back to 220. I remember when 1 year previous was 2019, but not no more. We'll go to January, and see what we were doing prior to the COVID outbreak, you know. Remember this? We were living in bliss, weren't we? We were living in, basically in bliss. Classic Friday. What does that mean, Classic Friday? I thought we stopped doing that. That's stupid. The launching of Ted Bell's miniature chicken. This got to be a good one. Although we do have Rory's, you know, should we do the Rory replay, man? Let's do the Rory fucking replay. What do you think, man? Huh? Well, yeah, Rory. I like those Rory replays. Oh, Jesus. Here we go. Oh, nice. Okay. Oh, cool. All right. Very good. Very good. Thank you, folks. Thank you very much, people. Phil and... Oh, no. Oh, my God. I'm fucking stunned. Oh, David, no. Oh, David. Oh, David. I just got some bad news here. One of our producers at FS for Family, David Richardson, passed on. Oh, I'm just fucking sad. I'm really sad. 8 hours, 8 hours ago. What was I fucking doing? Thumbing my ass? I don't know if Jackie's awake. Oh, David. Man. David Richardson was a great guy. He's a wonderful guy. He was great guy to work for. He always had good things to say. Always positive feedback on stuff. I remember when I was doing that pilot, that Catherine Hagel pilot. His brother-in-law is James Burroughs, who was directing the pilot. And David just said, "I hear you're doing a great job." You know, I mean, that's the kind of thing that a guy will just say to you that makes your day. You know, because I'm there. I'm not a big name by any stretch in terms of sitcom acting. But David says to me, "I hear you're doing a good job, man." And that meant a lot to me, you know. And just other projects that we did. I don't know, man. I'm just really fucking sad. All right, dudes. Let's get our shit together because, you know, the show must go on. The show must fucking
go on. And welcome to The Thang, man. The Thang. The Thang, Thang, Thang. Welcome to our pre-show here for...
Well, oh, fuck, is this a goddamn... Like we do with the Hollywood Improv, because you have the opportunity at Sketchfest to, I don't know...
Oh, fuck this shit. I ain't watching. I'm not doing that one, man. God damn it. I'm not doing that one. The chicken, or whatever the fuck it was. Monday. Coach Dozier unburdening himself. Okay, let's try this. His lousy NFL picks. That's pretty funny.
And hello. You'll see me here in just... Them when I liked them when Coach Harbaugh had them, man. I liked them.
It was like when I'm good, good, fucking good.
Now,
Doug Dang,
give it to me. You want to see how street I can get, bud? Watch this. See this?
Yeah.
What is it?
A nail file.
Now, watch. Put that away, will you? So Phil, don't be nervously trying to destroy the copy, okay? Let me see that. And, yeah, Margaret, what's with you? You won the last one.
Yes, I won the last one. And the rest of every...
A lot of things going on at our website. We just announced that we're going to have our bar fight showdown. We're going to be returning to that.
Now, how does that work? Yeah, a lot of people are asking, Phil.
Right, well, hold on. Not a problem. All right, I got it. Ready, Phil?
All right, thank you.
Now... Start this thing. Well, for some reason, I was running a clock on myself last year. This time last year. Boom, go. Hi, it's Phil Hendry here for our website, Phil Hendry. So, Phil, don't be nervously trying to destroy the copy, okay? Let me see that. Just give me that back to me, please.
Oh, Doug Dang.
Give it to me. Now it's torn in half. Thanks a lot. Come on, man. Are you guys going to sit there and spank the monkey all goddamn day? Or are you going to do some kind of work here?
Robert.
No, I'm getting sick of this stuff, you know.
And welcome.
Well, you know what? It's your jam, friend. It's your jam.
Friend.
All right, fuck it. So groovy, man. So let me download Send that into download land. Boom. All right. Let's pick my fucking handsome motherfucking face up there. You know I'm kidding. Don't worry about it.
Hey, it's Phil Hendry here, reminding you today is the anniversary of the birth of perhaps the...
All right. What was that? Hey, man, where is your motherfucking... where are you, Phil? Where is your... There you are. God damn it. All right. All right, here we go. Where's this fucking commercial? Here it is.